Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Sunday Sermon for Monday, the 12th of February, 2018. What? That's right, it's not a big old mistake, a huge goof-up. Someone hasn't been shenanigging me. No, I'm a day late because it's Valentine's week and I'm very busy getting ready for the big matchmaker church sort of festival we have going on at the moment. You'll be hearing more details on that with my chat with himself, the love guru, Old Ned, the caretaker from the church. So myself and Old Ned, we're going to get stuck into that. But first of all, I'd be remiss if I didn't comment on some of the big news stories of the week. Just looking here that the people who made Peter Rabbit, film starring James Corden Bleh as the titular rabbit, they've gotten into a bit of trouble with some softies because there's a scene in it where a character who's allergic to different things has a fruit thrown at them and has to use an EpiPen. And how dare these people make me come down on the side for James Corden? It's just a joke. It's barely a joke, but come on now. It's a film about a rabbit that steals things, and I bet if James Corden's previous performances are anything to go by, is very, very subtle and understated, and will not seize any opportunity at all to sing. So that's probably the biggest news story. And do stay tuned for my little rap about love with Old Ned. Hello, this is a very special Sunday sermon, a Valentine's themed one. So this is all your lonely hearts. I'm not going to try and start recording this again.
Sorry.
Old Ned, sorry, so that's it. This is it. Third time's
a charm. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I've
get your head
cough.
In the game. Old Ned is joining me today, the caretaker of the church, and kind of dog's body and helper about the place.
The most romantic man in the church, I would say, between the two of us.
I don't know about that. That's not true
at all. Liam Regent.
Yeah, well, look, the competition between you and Liam isn't great. Poor old Liam doesn't have the best luck with the ladies. You, unfortunately, have been married to sort of a... what is it she has? Kind of no hair
woman.
Disease?
She's,
alopecia?
She's not bald.
She heard the one about
hair.
The alopecia pirate, Captain Nobeard. I told her that joke.
She's grown her own... I know.
Yeah,
and I got it in the neck for that.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was funny. I was just trying to make light of her affliction.
Well,
so, Wiggy is what I call her.
She's not got a wig. She has her own hair growing
like
from her head.
It looks like a wig. If you saw her, you'd go, that's a wig anyway. That's your beloved. You've been married for 30 years. And
we're fine now. Yeah.
Separate beds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. So, we've got some questions and
We can share a bed if we want.
But
unlike you.
What do you mean?
Alone forever.
I'm not alone forever.
You're a priest.
Hang on.
You're not allowed to do anything.
Shut up.
No, well, publicly, you're alone forever.
This is not how I wanted the Valentine's Day special to kick off with you yelling about how priests are alone. So priests have to take that vow of chastity.
Yeah.
And some priests choose to kind of ignore that and have sexy dalliances with movie stars that were attached to, amongst others, Hugh Grant for the guts of a decade. And we'll leave it at that. And look, we'll move on anyway.
Okay.
We're both, you know, we're a team today.
Because we're both getting money from the tickets for this mass, aren't we?
Yes, yeah. But we're having a kind of a singles, swingles sort of night at the church, and there's going to be a mass tonight for all the single people, and then there's going to be confessions afterwards, and then based on your confessions, I'm going to match people up, and old Ned's very excited because you're going to be
some cooking and catering.
You're going to cater the whole thing,
and my wife has made some stuff. You have?
Mrs. Old Ned Leeds of Stone.
She meant
steer clear of that. There might be wig paste there, so watch out for that. Beware of
mini quiches.
Let's get on to the romantic portion of this. And so if you're out of courting or looking to be a courting, here's 20 romantic questions to ask a girl on phone.
On phone.
A girl on girl on phone. So if you're talking to a girl on phone, here's some good questions you can ask. I'll be the boy on phone, you'll be the girl on phone. Okay. It could be a girl on phone onto a girl on phone.
Or a girl on phone onto a man on phone.
No.
Or a woman to a man.
Let's just say there's everyone's catered for you.
Yeah,
I am everyone.
Could be.
You.
Yeah. Who knows what kind of freaky people are on each other's phones.
Or on, yeah.
On phone.
On phone. We call you Elizabeth. So, Elizabeth, what's your favourite movie?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Bridget Jones's Diary too,
No, Bridge Over the River Kwai.
What's that about? Oh, wait, it's no, I actually did work on that film.
It's a war film.
Yeah, I know. War is hell.
I'm not trying to trick you.
Yeah. What do you like about it so much?
Just war movies are my favourite.
I
need a bridge once. Bridge too far.
You keep saying bridge, and I keep thinking of Bridget Jones.
Well, a different kind of war. That's the war of the genders, you know. The late 90s.
Colin Firth versus that son of a bitch, Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
He's out of the picture now.
Is that who you'd go for, Colin Firth, would you?
I'd go Colin Firth any day of the week. He's got a dignity. Hugh Grant's got that edge.
You wouldn't need to keep an eye on him at a party or something.
No.
You can trust him.
He'd be fine. He wouldn't go embarrassing yourself. Hugh Grant.
Can't stop.
God knows what he'd be doing. He'd probably be talking about his willy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Putting his finger in food. You know, even.
Let's move on. Better than putting wig paste in it. Or bits of...
Sure did not, I'd say.
Well, I have to invest. I didn't know. I thought you were making the food. I didn't know.
Well, I've made stuff as well. She's just done the mini quiches. I did the black pudding.
But she's interacted with it. Did she have her hairnet on, or is that kind of a weird abuse thing?
That's not. It's nothing to do with abuse, hairnet. It's health and safety. She didn't.
Making her wear that.
She didn't
abuse
need one though. Her hair isn't falling out.
Mm-hmm.
There's loads of black pudding around anyway. We can eat that.
That's not romantic. Bloody pig cake.
Well, just none of the. Well, that's all I have. I went with black.
That's not an aphrodisiac.
I went with black. Well, I could have done. Yeah. It's kind of like caviar. Pig's caviar.
No, it's not. Okay, we're going to move on with the questions.
Sad and Coke for everyone.
You've got what?
Loads of bottles of Coke.
And
black pudding.
Any booze?
No, but it's the church. You shouldn't drink it in the church.
Wine?
Well, like, when
that's my wine.
You sip that wine. Well,
yeah,
you're not
it's mine.
Yeah,
not
you have your wine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Then you're not having any Coke or pudding.
Oh.
But this is your night anyway. You're not setting up.
I can make my own wine because the blood turns into wine when I make it. So yeah. I can make my own blood pudding or my own black pudding.
Turn the black pudding into wine.
Yeah.
I bet you 20 quid you can.
I'm not taking that bet because you're trying to... You're trying to grief me
somehow. Oh, I'm going to tell everyone. That's what we'll do after the questions. You'll show us what you can really do. I'll give you some black pudding now. Do you want to draw or do you want it cooked?
Cooked.
20 quid.
Question number 2. Do you feel as though you could tell me anything? Girl on phone.
No.
Fair enough. What would you do...
What a question is that?
What would you do to leave an impression... on a person on your first date?
Sing them a song.
What sort of song?
Piano
Man by Billy Joel.
Eiffel 65.
No. Sing that.
I'm blue, da ba dee da and die.
You're making me blue with the singing.
Blue is good.
It's bad. Sad.
Sad. Well, it's sexy too.
What's sexy about blue?
If something's a bit blue.
What, like a...
If joke is a bit blue.
What, like a big...
You
like
mentioned
a big blueberry.
Breasts or something.
If I blueberry sexy?
I do not.
Oh.
Unless you put two together.
Mr. Old Ned, what are you talking... You've lost the run of yourself completely. I've unearthed some... This has gone down to...
I'm not for eating too much black pudding.
Oh, God.
and getting
it's
drunk.
It's not an aphrodisiac, you know, or you've gone absolutely mad. Sure, Mrs. Old Ned's going to have to come and scoop you up.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, Valentine's Day.
What do you and Mrs. Old Ned do?
We both have a date.
Shine each other's heads?
No, I'm not bald. She's not bald either.
Says ye. If you found a briefcase of money on the street, would you keep it?
Oh, yeah.
No, you give it to.
It's not traced. No, I wouldn't give it. I'm not giving it to you.
Wrong answer.
Ask anyone here that won't give you a suitcase full of money.
Well, if anyone is listening, I'm part of the Better Briefcase Bureau, and I can help.
No, they're not obliged to give it to you. They're not.
It's illegal to not give you a briefcase.
You hear any money, briefcase or not.
What would you know? How do you feel about the merits of phonographs? What do you feel?
No, it's a phonography.
No, that's not a word. That other asterisk must be a mistake. What do you think of phonographs?
Well, they're a bit out of date now.
I agree.
Is that good though? I'd have a more modern version.
Yeah, like what? What would you do?
Cassettes, mini disc.
Nice.
MP3s.
Cassingles.
Cassingles.
Cutting edge
CD
stuff.
CD-ROMs. Yeah. All that.
I've got a Mockingbird that hums the hits.
Why?
It goes from 2FM to my house every morning. And it sings the latest.
That's good.
Nicki Minaj or whatever.
I get most of my stuff from just the CD-ROM called Inbred with the Rednecks.
What?
It's
Inbred? You don't get that band?
The band the Rednecks.
Yeah, Cotton Eye Joe.
And the CD-ROM is called Inbed with them, but someone has put an R as a joke.
From their side?
So one part of the market.
I hope they found out who did it and they were...
part of the market.
They were sacked. What? Part of the marketing?
And you get all sorts of information on there. You get two of their songs, and then, I suppose, just a world of information. Anything I need to know about the world, I'll look it up.
The world of information is on this Rednecks...
CD-ROM.
It's got everything.
It's CD-ROM.
Encarta? Free with it?
What?
Encarta.
I don't know where it came from.
So it had...
Was
it written by the Rednecks, this compendium of all knowledge?
Yeah, it was all their stuff.
So we talk about, the Big Bang Theory.
No, didn't go into that much detail.
So what was in this compendium?
Stuff about, information about... why people weren't married. Like, there was a big long story about why someone would have been married a long time ago. Forget the rest of the story.
Oh, God.
But then,
is this what you crack out on the first date? This sort of... is this your level?
Yeah, that's... you do better, I suppose.
Okay. What kind of sport do you like?
I have to work Saturdays, so...
Golf.
I'll just say golf. Golf, yeah. I mean, they'll think you're rich.
When a conflict arises, how do you react? I know how Old Ned reacts.
Yeah, I fix it.
Yeah, panic attack.
That's not, I do not, I fix
absolutely
things.
Freaks out.
Oh, no.
Most likely to be found in the toilet freaking out. That's what you're voted in secondary school in your yearbook.
Says you, when you don't get your way, you stomp your feet and start...
I'm always getting you shoes and I'm just trying to wear them in.
You're like Farouk.
No, I'm not. I'm not like Farouk. I'm not at all. You shut up, old Ned, you stupid old fool. I can cut your pension like that.
Yeah.
We could send Luigi off into the land of no wigs.
She
wouldn't have prison, the clink, to get her locked up.
Let's ask the next question.
Yeah, okay, next question. Have you ever regretted one of your romantic encounters?
No. Only ever had the one.
Wiggy.
Ever had the one.
Just been with the one lady?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's my wife?
Yeah. Is this outside of your wife, or...?
No.
Oh. Old Ned, we need to get you Lizard.
No. Very happy.
Hmm.
One more than you.
You don't know what you're talking about. What do you most want to tell me? Old Ned, do you have a secret? Tell it to Quiggy. Tell Quiggy your secrets. Are those lads next door listening to that David Brent song again?
They are.
I played them. Right. What do you most want to tell me?
Is Mrs. Old Ned is one of the people prank calling you?
What? Is that why I went to bloody Dublin to help what turned out to not be TJ Miller?
She wasn't that one, she said. God. She was Angela Merkel.
Oh, God damn it. I brought all that bratwurst up to that ski lodge for nothing. Goodness.
Well, I brought it up. I was suffering too.
Well, more joke on you.
You brought your skis.
You lost a toe as well. That's yeah. Mrs. Old Ned's fault. I hope she's... Well, that's a prank that backfired. She'd have been better off just sticking her wig on and coming to Mass.
For every year I stay working with you, she said she'd take another toe or a finger off me.
Hmm. What's your idea of romance? And you can't talk about your bloody wife.
There was a woman.
Hurry.
Before my wife.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
But it was my mother that you said.
What?
You said I can't talk about my wife.
Stuff with your mother?
No, it's that's the only other love of my life other than my wife.
Your mother's hand?
No.
Okay.
Well, her whole body.
What would you, I'm reading this correctly, what would you, if you wanted to live your life differently? What would you, if you wanted to live your life differently? What do you think, Old Ned? What would you?
I would quit.
Hmm.
What would you, if you wanted to live your life?
What would I? You're always asked, what would you? What would I? I don't know. Probably make you unquit. Right, next question. Is money more important to our relationships you share with people?
Money.
Yeah, with you on that as well. But you can sometimes spend money.
But you can't say that, you know. No, you can spend in a relationship, people. Yeah.
When did you know that thing? It was that you and your mother reached an end? The end of the road.
I was around when I was born.
Do you have nightmares? Oh, that's a big question for you. What happens in
I don't. I sleep like a baby. Baby who doesn't have nightmares about... I don't know, whatever babies would have nightmares about. Being a sucked back into the pram.
Being sucked back into the pram. A very common nightmare for babies.
In that movie, Get Out, when they shrink back.
Yeah. And that's about it for this week's Sunday Sermon podcast. I'd like to thank, for no reason in particular, Colin Chadwick. He's a stand-up comedian. He's based in the UK and does lots of gigs in Ireland as well. So if you find yourself traversing the Irish Sea, you've doubled the opportunity to see him do stand-up. And you should see him. That's just a piece of paper I have in front of me. God knows where it came from. Anyway, until next week, God bless you, God bless me. And this week in particular, I'd like to say a huge God bless to baby Fawn O'Toole. Welcome to Earth. Welcome to Earth, Fawn, and to everyone listening to this podcast. Have a good week. God bless you. God bless me, and please rise for the homily. You've been listening to the Sunday Sermon podcast by Giles Brody with special guest Colin Chadwick. Special thanks, as always, to Conor O'Toole, Jeremy O'Brien, Peter McGann, and Emma Keaveney. And you can follow me on Twitter at Giles Brody. And this week in Dublin, on the 16th of February, on Friday night at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be taking part in Pulp Injection. It's a comedy kind of
old style radio play. It's going to be performed in front of an audience in Smock Alley, and that's written by our very own Peter McGann, who you may know as he's our Liam Nugent Wrangler, and it's written and directed by Peter, and Peter's fantastic, and anyone who listens to this podcast knows that he's excellent. So if you fancy seeing some thing that he's written down and directed, and I'm going to be in it, but there's a really brilliant cast apart from me, so don't be put off by the fact that I'm in it. There's some really good people as well, so. And so hope you can make it to that. Might be a nice Valentine's Day present makeup thing. Hey, I've got two tickets to go and see this thing that these guys that I listen to for free and never talk about or tweet about or do anything, but I listen to it every week. They're doing a thing. Let's go and support them and give this marriage another try. So that could be you this Valentine's Day when you freeze and realise you forgot to get them something. So those of you who are going to be alone for Valentine's Day, it's just a day made to sell more Valentines. And we've got, there's too many of them as it is, so don't worry about it. And if you are in a relationship, you shouldn't need a Valentine's Day. You should be brilliant all year round, like me. All right, okay, I'm going to sign off now. So have a good week. Take care of yourselves, and talk to you soon.